we continue on In Focus this Monday morning. Again, hot conditions expected through the course of this week. Make sure you're getting yourself prepared. We'll, of course, keep you updated right here at News Radio KMAN. I'm Troy Coverdale, in for Brandon Peoples on your Monday. As Brandon continues to enjoy his vacation with his family, he'll be back in place next Monday here at KMAN. The Alzheimer's Foundation is an organization that is not very old in terms of being a fundraiser and a foundation that is in place to help support those whose family members suffer from Alzheimer's, as well as those who need that support because their family members are suffering from it. Coming up tomorrow, the Alzheimer's Foundation will be hosting a conference for Kansans that will take place online. It is a virtual conference that will involve folks from Kansas City Palliative Care Hospice and Palliative Care, as well as an elder law attorney from Washburn University. Had the opportunity a couple of weeks ago to sit down and preview this event with the president and CEO of the Alzheimer's Foundation, and that is Charles Fischillo, as we had the opportunity to discuss that the event coming up and exactly why the Alzheimer's Foundation was put into place and what it can accomplish.
Years ago by a caregiver, and the whole purpose was he was caring for his mom back in the 80s and 90s, and he had no help. So when she passed away in the early 90s, he wanted to make sure that nobody goes on this journey alone, and that's why he founded AFA. And our core, you know, emphasis is care, education, and research.
When you talk about things that have changed over the course of the 19 years of this foundation being in place, what are the things that you have seen in how the public approaches Alzheimer's as a fight, if you will?
Greater awareness of this disease, and better people are being better informed and educated, and what's critically important is they know they can't go on this journey alone.
What is the prevalence of Alzheimer's?
Well, throughout your state, there's more than 55,000 people that are living with Alzheimer's disease, and throughout this entire nation, nearly 6 million people. Now, use a multiplier of 3 or 4 as a caregiving team, and you can see how widespread and prevalent it is.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable number. It feels like that every time we turn around, maybe that we're starting to hear more and more of people that are in our communities that are fighting this disease.
And that's one of the reasons why we started this Educating America Tour initiative about 4 years ago, and we're pleased to be targeting your state on Tuesday, June 15th, with a free educational conference from 10 a.m. to 12:45 p.m.
When you hold those conferences, what are you looking to accomplish, and what should someone who attends this conference look for?
You know, it's a free educational conference where individuals can learn from and ask questions of experts. There's a Q&A after every session. But they're going to learn about Alzheimer's disease, research, brain health tips, asset protection, and caregiving support and strategies.
What will attendees learn the most, probably, from this conference?
That they can turn to the Alzheimer's Foundation of America for support. We have a 7-day-a-week helpline that's staffed by licensed social workers that are dementia-specifically trained, and that number is 866-232-8484. And they're going to learn that they do not need to go on this journey alone.
That's such a big part of this, is that as we get further and further along, we know how important community is in that fight. What are some of the ways beyond this conference alone that the Alzheimer's Foundation works to keep that community alive and working for those who are fighting Alzheimer's in their family?
Support groups. It's important that individuals know they can turn to others who are in the same situation and be part of a support and caring group. You know, our website is an informational website about Alzheimer's disease and caregiving support. And there's so many, you know, things that people just don't know about this disease that they can go on the website, which is ALZFDN.org, but they could also participate in free, you know, support groups every single week. We also have support groups for family members who loved ones reside in a care setting and how to deal with that. So learning and understanding that there are support services that are available And individuals do not need to be afraid to pick up the phone and make that call. That call at that moment is the most important call in their lives.
And it comes at a point where, in all honesty, I think most of them feel that they're lost without an idea of where to turn.
And that's the way our founder felt, Mr. Bert Brodsky, caring for his mom. You know, he would walk out of the kitchen, go into another room and come back, and she would yell at him, "Where have you been? I haven't seen you in such a long time." And these are things that families and caregivers deal with all the time. But he didn't have a support service. He didn't have a place to turn to. And that's what's critically important. You know, the conferences provide an education, an awareness, and a place to turn to with the topics that we're hosting.
How can people register for the conference?
Very easy. They just go to our website, which is alzfdn.org. Go to the events calendar tab, click AFA Educating America Tour, and just register for the conference. It's free. And we're really excited about this because when you think about the more than 55,000 people that are living in your state with Alzheimer's disease, use a multiplier of 3 or 4, nearly 200,000 people this affects. We want individuals to know the topics, the interests, the concerns that they have we're addressing.
That, again, is the president and CEO of the Alzheimer's Foundation, Charles Fischillo, as that event takes place tomorrow. And you can register online again at alzfdn.org, as they will have an elder law attorney as well as grief support specialist from Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care participating in that event tomorrow. More of News Radio KMAN's In Focus in a moment.